on with us today. A lot going on over here as we get ready to kick off the second hour of the show. But turning to my good friend, Raw Egg Nationalist, in just a few minutes, going over for that. There's a lot going on in the White House yesterday. I told you there was a big announcement coming. Well, it was super late yesterday. It actually didn't happen until the following hour. I know Alex did a great job at covering it, but man, oh man, was I shocked to hear what I heard come from the Oval Office. So they were very excited about making things like Ozempic and Wegovy cheaper. Those are weight loss drugs, of course. Which is good if you think that these drugs are safe. But even President Trump saying yesterday, are they safe? I haven't heard of anything. And he turns to people behind him. Not ideal. We'll play that clip for you in a little bit. But not ideal. Then also just happened to be one of the executives from one of those big pharma companies actually passed out behind him as well. So we'll talk about that. We'll also talk about this. And I'm just going to read the headline for you so you get an understanding. Cows are dying due to anti-fart feed. That's up right now over at Infowars.com. I'll give you the latest with that as well with Raw Egg Nationalist. Plus, Lisa Logan is going to be joining us as well to break down following the money. There's lots of money to be followed in regards to those who are trying to influence our politics. And so she's done a great job of research with Data Republican as well, and mapping out where your money is going, of course. She'll join us to discuss just that. Plus, Dan Lyman will also be joining us in the next hour as well. Dan Lyman's been doing an incredible job over at Infowars.com, specifically following all of the things going on with our immigration here in the country. Now, as many of you guys know, we've imported a lot of just horrific human beings. The Trump administration has their work cut out for them trying to get these people out of the country. But there's a lot of pushback, and we reported it to you in the last hour. Just judges even jumping on board and helping these individuals trying to block ICE from doing their jobs. And a Chicago judge just sided with the violent protesters, saying that federal agents cannot use certain law enforcement tactics to push back. So we'll talk about that. Also, we'll be discussing, too, looks like DHS blasts officials, media claiming ICE raided a Chicago daycare center. Dan Lyman's going to be sounding off on that. Plus, we'll be joined by a doctor who has been doing his research in regards to the adverse reactions taking place to the COVID jabs. He's got about 63 serious brain and spinal cord adverse events that he's going to outline for us today that he's just recently uncovered in this new study. Again, this is incredible. Incredible. Time and time again, we're learning more about how horrific these vaccines were in the first place. And I got to stop saying vaccines. They were nothing like an actual vaccine. These were meant to destroy your immune system and so much more. And sadly, that is what is taking place. So many Americans are learning the hard way that lesson. So many Americans. So we'll keep following that. Also, it's important to note that we're going to keep you updated in regards to the Islamic takeover happening in New York City. A viral video was seen by millions of people regarding one of those individuals preaching in New York City. We'll show you the clip. Poor New York City. Poor New York City. It is an Islamic takeover, and they are just, I would say, that one of the big major cities dealing with just that. Sadly, things will not be the same. Head on over, folks, if you haven't done so already, to the alexjonesstore.com. We have buy one, get one free on methylene blue going on right now. Definitely a sale you're going to want to indulge in. Also, it's 25% off site-wide as well. So head on over to the shop, grab yourself some of that. Also, download the app, alexjonesapp.com as well. alexjonesapp.com as well. That is the way that you are going to be able to stay in touch with us. Let me remind you all that we potentially could have those doors locked at any moment. So if you want to stay in touch with us, that is the best way to do just that. Download the app in advance, because you never know. So head on over, alexjonesapp.com. All right, a lot more we're going to be unpacking in just a few moments. So you're not going to want to go anywhere. Like I mentioned, Raw Egg Nationalist joining us, as well as Lisa Logan, in just a few moments as well. Plus, we'll bring the very latest on the Islamic takeover of New York City. But don't go anywhere, more to discuss.
This is a major alert. I'm cutting this announcement on the evening of Tuesday, November 6, 2025. You only have until this Sunday, that's 3.5 days, to take part in the biggest sale ever at thealexshowstore.com. Store-wide 25% off on top of all the sales, like 50% off on all the supplements like Ultra, Methylene, Blue, and more. The widest selection of Patriot apparel, you name it, they're on the site, and you fund this operation. Now, InfoWars is close to being shut down. They have a state receiver. Said it could be next week or next month. It's very close. But regardless, we have the Alex Show's network, and we will continue on. And your support is funding that operation as well. So get great products and be the reason we always stay on the air at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP for $30 a month. Get $40 to spend, special deals, special offers as well. So many other deals. Take action now. That's thealexjonesstore.com, the coordinates of 1776 worldwide.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to the American Journal. We're excited you're all jumping on with us today. A lot going on in the world. We want to give you an update on MAHA. Yesterday we concluded the show. President Donald Trump had a big presser, big announcement in the Oval Office yesterday, and it was very, very interesting to sit back and listen to. President Trump is excited because he's making weight loss drugs cheaper for Americans. I don't know how to feel about this. I don't think the president even knows how to feel about this. In fact, he had to turn around and like kind of ask, well, what are the long-term effects of all of this? Are people, do you know anyone who's been hurt? And obviously all the big pharmaceutical company directors, executives all said, well, no, we haven't heard of anything. Take a listen for yourself, though, to clip 8 and their response.
So today I'm thrilled to announce that the two world's largest pharmaceutical manufacturers, Eli Lilly and Novo Nordisk, have agreed to offer their most popular GLP-1 weight loss drug. I call it the Factor, remember? At drastic discounts. A very effective drug, So far, I've never heard anything bad about them. I only hear good about them. It's pretty. Is there anything bad about them, Bob? Yeah, I haven't heard anything bad.
Someday, maybe it'll come out, which will notify you immediately. But so far, I haven't heard that, including the drugs known as Zepbound and Wegovy, often called Ozepic. This is a triumph for American patients that will save lives and improve the health of millions and millions of Americans. Amazing thing. They are amazing. I want to thank Eli Lilly CEO David Ricks, a friend of mine. We've worked long and hard. He and I got this whole thing started in a way. And Novo Nordisk CEO Mike Doustdar for joining us today. Great, talented people. They make a lot of money. I looked at the money, but they're entitled to the money because the companies are doing very well.
All right, that was pretty gross. I'm not going to lie. They make a lot of money. We've had a lot of problems with pharmaceutical companies and their greed. And they're, you know, obviously deceiving the American people. And the reality of it is yes, Americans are overweight. But the solution isn't big pharmaceutical companies. The solution is fixing the food, which obviously RFK Jr. is on the board with. And it's discouraging people from being lazy. Now, you also may have seen this yesterday during that Oval Office meeting. One of the executives of Novo Nordisk, the pharmaceutical company that makes Ozempic and Wegovy, they passed out. Oh, they are apparently fine and okay. But obviously, that is a very alarming thing to have witnessed. But again, what the heck's going on here? I mean, you can't even write this. This wouldn't even be something you could write in a movie or anything. It's pretty insane. It's pretty insane. Joining me to discuss is Raw Egg Nationalist. He's an author, InfoWars contributor, and he wants America and just the rest of the world to be a healthier version of themselves. He's also the author behind the book, The Last Man, Liberalism and Death of Masculinity, which is available in December. So it's good to have him on board with us today. I want to just say, Raw Egg, that this is something that I found to be quite disturbing. The president pushing pharmaceutical companies, right, instead of actual healthier solutions. I don't think the answer to our obesity crisis is big pharmaceutical companies. I think the solution is to get Americans healthier, get all the chemicals out of our food, and to teach us a more or a better quality of life is the solution here. What did you make yesterday of the big announcement that came from the Oval Office?
Yeah, well, it was quite striking, wasn't it, to see one of the top executives from Novo Nordisk actually collapse after the president had announced that prices were going to be lowered. So just for comparison, I think that a course of Ozempic, Wegovy, which is Novo Nordisk's GLP-1 weight loss drug, in Denmark, and that's where Novo Nordisk is from, I think it's $300 a month, and it's up to 1,000, or it has been up to 1,000 in the US up to this point. So there's absolutely no question that these big companies are making bank off Americans in particular. And in fact, I think the figure is something like 75% of all big pharma profits come from the US. Now, 330 million people in the US out of a global population of 8 billion. So, you know, we're talking a massively, massively disproportionate reliance on pharmaceutical drugs in the US, and it's propping up the entire big pharma edifice. And, you know, these weight loss drugs have already made enormous, enormous amounts of money for the companies that are making them. Novo Nordisk at one point last year was worth more than the entire economy of Denmark, of its native Denmark. I mean, I've made the prediction that actually the weight loss drug company that wins the battle to produce the most effective weight loss drug with the least side effects will be the biggest company in the world within 10 years. It looked like it was going to be Novo Nordisk, but now I think it may very well possibly be Eli Lilly, who make Mounjaro, I believe, which they've come out with some new versions of their drugs, and they look to be more effective and to have less side effects. But yes, you're totally right. I mean, this is a band-aid for the fundamental problem, which is that people are living hugely, hugely unhealthy lives. They're not eating properly. They're not exercising. They're exposed to these horrible, horrible toxic chemicals in the food supply, in the water, even in the air, microplastics, etc. And we need to do something about it. That's what MAHA, Make America Healthy Again, is about. It's about addressing the root causes of this chronic disease epidemic that has, you know, made Americans probably the unhealthiest unhealthiest nation in history, really. It's a sad story, but no, these drugs aren't the solution. They are a band-aid to the bigger problem.
Yeah, and that's the problem here. This is the reason why they're banking on us. They make so much money off of this country because, again, we don't want to be inconvenienced. Everything is about convenience here. And, you know, working out, making better dietary decisions is something that a lot of Americans just don't want to do. I mean, I simply gave up processed foods and went in all in on carnivore and lost 30 pounds myself. So I don't understand how many more times to tell Americans to do this. Like, this is something that's a very serious issue. Processed foods are awful for you. And we add so many chemicals to our foods that we've just got to get a grip on this. It's really outrageous that we haven't done so yet. And I totally disagree with the White House on this front, saying that this should be the top priority is getting people on weight loss drugs. We don't know the long-term effects of any of these drugs. And although they might help someone who maybe is struggling with their weight issues, this should not be cheerleaded as the solution because so many Americans have been spoiled. And we see it all the time. They get on these drugs and they're, you know, they're feeling good. They lose a couple of pounds and then they just keep eating like junk. And then they're like, wait, why am I not losing this weight anymore after they get off the weight? And they start get off the medication. They get back on, start gaining more weight. I mean, it's just like, it's the worst thing imaginable that we're encouraging this behavior. And I joke about it all the time, about putting Ozempic in the water because Americans have just become so obese, but it's a bad joke and one that I actually don't truly mean. I just don't understand why Americans don't realize that we are all becoming extremely unhealthy. And I think, you know, here, especially this network, we understand that. That's the reason why Alex has his vitamin line. And that's the reason why he's pushes these vitamins out, because he wants Americans to not lean on big pharmaceutical companies as the solution. But again, it's just so discouraging to see coming from our White House, coming from President Trump. And I would have loved to hear RFK Jr. to see if he really, truly supports this, because I don't think he does. I don't think he does. But speaking of how bad food is, I want to talk about the fraud that's been going on. There's been a massive amount of food stamp fraud that's been uncovered And this just seems to make sense. And you put this article up right now over at Infowars.com. And I wanted to highlight this because it's an incredible piece. And specifically, and I can't believe that we haven't found this sooner, but, you know, they told us that there's 42 million Americans on benefits, on the SNAP program. And you've sifted through this. Massive fraud has been taking place on the U.S. government SNAP program, including benefits being paid out to illegal aliens. That's according to Brooke Rollins, who's the Secretary of Agriculture. Rollins linked the massive fraud growth of SNAP under the Biden administration's program to, of course, the buying elections is kind of what he kind of was doing there. I want you to outline this for me because this makes sense. When I heard 42 million people are on this, the first thing I said was there's got to be a bunch of illegal aliens on this. No way that's Americans.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think when Trump got back into power, then the USDA asked every single state in the union to supply its food stamp data to DOGE. They wanted to do an audit. And I think 29 or 21 states.
21, yeah.
21 states said, yeah, we'll give you the data. And 29 said no. And I think at least two actually decided to sue the USDA for asking. So there's a red light or red flag right there. Anyway, according to Brooke Rollins, who was interviewed on Fox, and she said, look, we've uncovered enormous, enormous evidence of fraud taking place, including benefits being paid to illegal immigrants, which obviously shouldn't happen. And so it's probable that that's actually what these states, which are almost all likely to be, you know, blue states, are covering up. They're covering up the fact that this is actually, in many respects, a voter buying scheme. And it's not actually too different, really, from something like the Obama phone scheme. If you remember that back sort of 15 years ago when Obama was handing out free mobile phones to people in poor households, you can see why it's actually a very, very effective way actually to buy loyalty, to buy political loyalty. You're feeding people, you know, you're giving them the food that they want. And this is just, I mean, it's just another way in which food really is a political thing. It's not just about health. I mean, these people are being bought off essentially with processed food. That's what most people tend, certainly, you know, in low-income households tend to spend their food money on is processed food. It's a political thing too, you know. I mean, this is actually one of many ways in which the Democrat Party purchases loyalty.
Yeah, we know just that. They've been doing this for far too long and it needs to end. And I'm just completely shocked that Republicans have allowed this to happen so far. And, you know, we played yesterday clips from Josh Hawley, the U.S. senator from Missouri. He is someone who literally was saying, and I know a lot of people thought he's just advocating for those in his state, but he's literally saying that he wants to reinstate these food stamps for the 42 million people that need it. Again, a lot of this is fraud, and this is the perfect opportunity for the government to go about just requiring handover Social Security numbers for each person who's claiming these benefits so we could vet it ourselves, force these states to cough up the proof that these are Americans these benefits are going to. And instead, sadly, Republicans like Josh Hawley instead just want to bring back the cash flow for this fraud for everyone. 42 million people. And they keep saying people, and that's the big red flag there. All right, I want to turn to another story you have up right now over on Infowars.com. This one is extremely alarming as well. Hundreds of toxic chemicals found in popular pregnancy and infant clothes. I mean, this one's extremely disturbing. Break down this latest report that you've just posted on Infowars.com.
Yeah, so this was a study that was published in Spain, I believe, and it was conducted in Spain. Researchers looked at popular pregnancy and infant clothing, so not only clothing that would be worn by mothers while they're pregnant, but also, you know, baby clothing and infant clothing. And they tested them for various different chemicals, and they found over 300, I think it was 303 different chemicals, toxic chemicals. And it was crazy as well. It wasn't just maybe some of the toxic chemicals that you would expect, things like, you know, sort of pesticides. It was also things like pharmaceuticals. They found traces of opioids on the clothing. So it's a reminder yet again, I think, of just how how dangerously contaminated not only the food supply is, but also the wider environment. And, you know, these are items of clothing that are supposed to be worn by pregnant mothers and by children. You know, these are vulnerable individuals, especially the children, you know, children who are exposed to toxic chemicals during these very, very crucial developmental windows in the womb, and also, you know, in the early months and early years of life. There could be permanent effects, especially if we're talking about endocrine disrupting chemicals. So these are basically chemicals that mimic natural hormones, mainly estrogen in particular, and disrupt the crucial balance between testosterone and estrogen in the baby or young child's body, and affect sexual development. So it's serious stuff. It's serious stuff. And it's a reminder, I think, as well, that actually, you know, if you want to look after yourself, if you want to look after your family and your loved ones, you have to do your research and you have to be careful, and you actually have to go beyond just looking at the label of the product that you're buying. You need to have an even deeper understanding, I think, of the provenance of the products that you're buying. And that's very difficult. You know, it takes time for people, and it also costs money too. But fundamentally, I think it is worth it. It's worth it with food, obviously, you know, buying organic, buying locally grown produce whose quality you can vouch for. And the same goes for clothing, for bedding. I've talked about contamination of things like diapers as well. You know, I mean, all of these products, unless you're very careful, can actually deliver massive, massive doses of harmful chemicals to your baby, to your infant, at a time when actually, you know, a dose of toxic chemicals could have lifelong effects.
Yeah, and that is something that's deeply concerning. And we keep talking about covering, you know, the autism angle to all of this. I mean, I can only imagine if we actually did some more research on it too, what we'd uncover there with this as well. It's something that I have not even thought of. And I know my friends too, who are raising and starting families now, have not thought about either. So this is definitely something that's really, really important to keep in mind. It just feels like we're on a battle on every front these days, though. It's a kind of exhausting, right? Because now you have to worry about your child's clothes, the diapers, the things that are in there, what products you're using to clean your child with. It's just so much. And I really, really hope, and the MAHA movement was one that I support, obviously, and I really hope that we get a grip on all of this and we really start going after these companies that have sacrificed our children just for cheaper products, just for convenience, just to, you know, bring up their revenue stream. I mean, it's just so frustrating that this is what we're fighting right now in this country, but it's one of the many fights that we've now taken on. So this is really insightful and good to know. And also, like, you know, speaking of that, this article gave me a good chuckle today, but it's the reality of how toxic the green movement has been. It was obvious that the anti-fart feed addictive wasn't safe. Now I'll let you say it because I don't even know how to pronounce that. But ultimately, we'll just go into this. Now cows are dying because of it. You know, I remember when AOC said it, and we were all just kind of like laughing and thinking this was just a really ignorant comment that was made by AOC about cow farts contributing to the carbon in this global epidemic that they've created. Obviously, it's fake. But talk a little bit about this, because the fact that cows are dying is concerning.
Yeah, this is very concerning. So in the 1960s, scientists wanted to reduce levels of methane produced by livestock, sheep and cattle, because they realized that energy efficiency gains could be made. You know, a certain amount of energy from the feed was being turned into methane, in particular into gas. And actually, if you stopped that process, you could end up with more energy going into the cow itself. That means more, or the sheep. That means more meat. That means more milk, more profit. So scientists were experimenting even in the 1960s with reducing methane emissions. But unfortunately, every single thing they tried ended up being toxic. So they were giving sheep chloroform, for example. And although it reduced the levels of methane, it also was toxic to the sheep. Anyway, fast forward to the 2020s, and you've got scientists interested in reducing methane emissions from livestock again because of global warming. So in the interim, in the 1970s, methane was identified as a greenhouse gas. And now we're told, you know, 5% of all greenhouse gas emissions come from livestock. So there's been a big push in recent years to focus on emissions from agriculture, emissions from livestock, and to reduce them somehow in order, you know, to prevent the world from overheating. There's an additive called Bovair, which is produced by a Swiss company, and it's been licensed for use. It's been licensed as safe for use in, I think, 65 countries worldwide now, in Europe, Brazil, and also in the US. It was licensed for use in 2024, and the USDA put aside nearly $100 million to encourage the adoption of Bovair by US farmers. Now, there were all sorts of worries about this product and about similar products, because look, the rumen, that's the stomach, the fourth stomach, or one of the four stomachs that's responsible for fermentation in ruminants like sheep and cows, is really a marvel of natural engineering, and it's not something that you tinker with. Well, you tinker with it at your peril. It's a complex system, and even small, well-meaning interventions in a complex system can have terrible effects. Terrible unintended consequences. So people had warned, you know, maybe this isn't safe. Do we know that this has been tested? Well, regulators went ahead anyway and approved it, and it's being used around the world. But there have been reports out of Denmark in the last couple of weeks, some really quite worrying reports about cattle collapsing, and some even having to be euthanized because they've had this stuff added to their feed. There are videos on social media, you know, of farmers picking up stricken cattle using forklift trucks and taking them to the barn where they've probably had to be euthanized. So there's a big scandal in Denmark at the moment about it. The National Association of Dairy Farmers has got involved, and I think the National Veterinary Association is involved too. They're calling on the Danish government to declare a moratorium on the use of this methane inhibiting chemical. So yeah, I mean, it's worrying, and it's a sign that actually, no, this isn't safe. And if it's not safe for cows, is it safe for humans? But the thing is, of course, you know, we've got this whole climate change narrative, which is really, you know, has taken on a life of its own, and it's used to justify the craziest scientific schemes, not only, you know, giving methane inhibitors to cows, but also geoengineering the planet's climate. So it's actually hard to see whether this evidence in and of itself will be enough to deter governments from using this and from allowing the use of this chemical. In Norway, for example, by 2027, all farmers will have to give this additive to their cows. It's going to be illegal not to give your cow something like Bovair, some kind of methane-inhibiting chemical. So governments are really pushing ahead with this, despite the fact that there always was a significant worry on paper, and that now we actually have good evidence that this chemical and other chemicals like it simply aren't safe.
Yeah. And it's deeply concerning. It's deeply concerning that they're pushing this on to our food products. Again, very little research done into all of this, and they're willing to sacrifice the people all around the world to this little experiment, and we're unwilling to be their patients in this experiment, of course. I want to thank you so much for joining us again today, Raw Ag Nationalist. Thank you for being on the show today, and thank you for all the great work you do over at Infowars.com. So many great reports, and we appreciate all of your work, of course. Folks, I want to remind you to head on over to the alexjonesstore.com because it's buy one, get one free on methylene blue right now. Head on over to the shop, grab yourself some of that, of course. It's also 25% off site-wide as well. So definitely head on over to the shop, the alexjonesstore.com, and stock up while you still can.
I'm funded by you. You want to know who funds this operation? You the viewer, you the listener. We got like a gold sponsor, and that's it. I could have a bunch of sponsors, but then I got to check it. I got to mess with it. And then they come after our sponsors. So about 14 years ago, I said, we're getting rid of sponsors, as a lot of you saw. And I'm like, we'll just sell the best supplements. We'll just sell the widest selection of stuff. And we're already selling DVDs and films and books and, you know, T-shirts and ball caps. But I said, you know what? We're going to do it ourselves. So we just go out and find whatever the top certified best-selling thing is, already proven, triple test. assets and we sell it at a private label. But we've also made a lot of great proprietary supplements as well. So you're missing out if you don't go to thealexshowstore.com that I don't own. So even if they shut down InfoWars, which is imminent, people are going to wake up and go, well, God, it really happened. Yeah, there's a receiver in there. He just hadn't decided to shut down yet. Close. They don't own thealexshowstore.com. It funds the Alex Jones Network. It funds this operation and has the widest selection of t-shirts, hats, hoodies, sweaters, you name it, a lot of it limited edition. We have the classic 1776 gear. We have the Trump gear. We have the InfoWars gear. We have the Alex Jones gear. We have the comedy gear. We have a lot of, you know, fun shirts, Gulf of America shirts. We have InfoWars veteran shirts, veterans of the InfoWar. It's all there. Fundraiser shirts that cost a little bit more, so we actually get some funds in because these are high quality. The markup's not very high. It's all there. TheAlexJonesStore.com. We've got our Holy Wars Crusader line. All very, very politically incorrect. Not all the America First stuff. It's all there. The widest selection. TheAlexJonesStore.com. There's 30 days that started a few days ago of Black Friday and Cyber Monday mega sales. 25% off site-wide on all top products, everything, including on top of the sales that are already there. All supplies last could end at any moment for specific items that sell out. Here's what's on sale now. Ultra Methylene Red about to sell out. All supplements, the Ultra Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Life Force Spike Protein Detox, all shirts, hats, hoodies, plus 50% off any supplement when you sign up for auto ship. You cancel any time. Never run out. Hold it back for 50% off in the future, even when it sells out for everybody else. Cancel any time. Alex Jones signature blades are in now. Knives I went out and found and thought were the best and got at low prices. They'll sell out fast. Choose from a collection of incredible blades. All supplies last. VIP membership. Anybody buying anything should be a VIP member. Just at checkout, pay $30 and get $40 instantly spent in the store. Special deals, special offers, special sales. Get 40% credit in the store each month instantly. Number one way to support a broadcast. 80% reorder on our supplements. Nobody else has that. That's how good they work. We support you and fight for freedom together. You support us together. We are changing the world. Stock up now, thealexjonesstore.com. Thank you. We can't do it without you. You are the tip of the spear, and I salute you all. But let me tell you about this right now. I've been begging for this from our big sponsor at Bigley. They came out with some badass tactical daggers, limited edition, and the trench knives. Those were very popular and sold out. But I said, listen, I don't want to just be t-shirts and supplements, you know, all that great stuff. I want to have the giant selection of every type of knife anybody would want that are high quality knife brands at reasonable prices. And they've done it. They've got a whole bunch of these amazing knives that have come in. The Alex Jones Phantom Folding Knife, quick, flips quick, high-quality stainless steel, composite material, different colors, really an excellent knife. And you would pay this much for this knife or more in stores. And it funds the operation Laser Etch with my little signature, Memento, that you helped fund the operation at the tip of the spear, that you are the tip of the spear. So just so many of these knives. We're really, really proud of these. The Alex Jones Burnt Orange Folding Blade. Again, it just flicks right out with your finger. So it's equivalent to like a stiletto or switchblade, but it's technically not one. So it's legal everywhere. The Alex Jones.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello.
Welcome back to The American Journal. We're excited that you are all joining us today. A lot going on all around the world. We've been recapping, of course, all of the headlines that you need to know about all around the country. Most importantly, though, we're trying to follow the money in regard to those who are looking to influence our elections and completely taint younger generations into voting for, well, what I believe is the communist agenda that they're trying to spread all across this great country. Those that hate us, again, are funding all of that. It is very clear. But Data Republican has been outlining a lot of the research that's gone into just that. And she did an incredible tweet thread yesterday, thanks to the help of I Am Lisa Logan on X. And she joins us now. Lisa Logan's a great researcher, and she's helped map all of this out. It details specifically how they've weaponized, these billionaires have weaponized a lot of these fundraising techniques, of course, to kind of go with the side of, you know, the Biden administration, but most importantly, target people like Charlie Kirk. until Lisa joins us now. Lisa, thank you for being here. This is an incredible and a very insightful, or enlightening, I guess I should say, thread that's been pieced together here. So walk us through all of the details, because it's quite telling what you guys have found.
Well, thank you for having me again today, Brianna. It's a pleasure to be back on your show. And it is very alarming, the research that myself and SKDoubleDub33 and Data Republican have been basically pulling together to expose what we have uncovered as a color revolution happening on our own American soil. Now, this started way back when Trump got elected. They kind of had a freak out moment. They decided to bring all these disparate groups who normally don't agree on the left, the social justice, the racial justice, the environmental groups, the election reform groups, the, you know, immigration reform groups, all of them together to basically start collaborating to, quote unquote, save democracy from Donald Trump's authoritarianism. And what we have now is a full-fledged movement, including philanthropy, and it's very, very organized to take down America and its systems and institutions.
Yeah, and I want to kind of walk through this, because there was, and I'm trying to pull it up right now, there was a meeting that took place, and it's mapped out too in this Twitter thread where they detail specifically what was said and how a lot of the donations that have been given by these billionaires may not be going towards the type of things that they agree with. Take a listen to clip 9.
So I concluded what you concluded, which is, you know, I'm not going to keep doing this work if I can't solve the money problem. So several months ago, I started organizing a meeting, which is now happening in November. And I'm trying to figure out how to talk about it so that I'm not violating confidence. I think I'll just keep it vague. There's a meeting happening in November on the East Coast to which the representatives of the Soros family are invited and coming. Representatives of the Koch family are invited and coming. And 20 other funders are coming who are on the left and right, and who all are appalled at what's happening with their money and what's happening with the country. So we're going to sit them down for 2.5 days at a very prestigious estate of a very wealthy family that will remain nameless. And they're going to sit down and we're going to say to them, how do you feel about how your money's working? How do you feel about the way your millions are being spent? And I guarantee you, the Kochs are not very happy with Donald Trump, and the folks on the left are not very happy with what's happening on the progressive side. And they're going to basically start looking at each other and saying, is there some other way we can use our funds? My hope is that after that meeting in the middle of November, I could come back here to the library and say, you know, even the people that we're talking about, that we're saying are the problem, even they are starting to say we've got to do something about it. Because I agree with you that until those people with the millions and billions, until they start thinking a little differently, and they literally felt that they could use their money to get their way. And what they're finding out is that their money's not getting their way. They're not getting what they want. And that's the...
Okay, Lisa, give us a little bit of background story on this, because he's talking about a meeting that takes place with a lot of big funders who are funding this movement. What specifically is going on here?
Well, the man that was speaking in that video is a gentleman named Mark Gerzen. He is kind of an international mediator, and he's worked in all sorts of conflict zones, even with Congress, with the UN, bringing together groups that don't agree to come to consensus. And so normally when you hear organizations like Soros or Koch, there's only one of the brothers now, Charles Koch Institute, which is now Stand Together Trust. They usually don't work together on initiatives. Koch largely funds initiatives on the right. Soros, you know, primarily funds organizations and initiatives on the left. And so he brought them together to say, hey, the way you're funding politics isn't working for our country. Let's collaborate on some solutions. And they brought 20 other philanthropic organizations with them. And what Data Republican does really well in her thread is detail then how that led to the creation of something called the New Pluralists. And that's really kind of the tack of what I'm trying to expose in my recent Substack article, where I talk about the color revolution being disguised as democracy with dignity. Because really what's going on here now is we have different definitions of what democracy is, and pluralism, and dignity. It's all in the eye of the beholder. And so these folks are actually trying to change our constitutional republic, which is really what America is, to a straight democracy, which is mob rule.
Yeah, yeah, and it's really interesting. And I'm going through your thread too. Well, I'm going through all of your thread, I guess I should say, because there was a team effort here with all three of you contributing to this. And it's interesting because you guys are also mentioning Joe Biden, which is this demonic. It's burnt in my mind. Whenever I think of Joe Biden now, I think of the speech that he gave and how demonic he looked. The back, you know, drop of the red lighting and the soldiers on both sides, and how he decided and declared that extremism was what he was going to go after next. And, you know, Data Republican outlines that 2 weeks after that speech was given, that Joe Biden announced that under We Stand Summit, he announced that they were going to start going after and combating extremism. What was behind that? Because this looks like it's, you guys are looking into the ADL, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, well, originally the ADL did partner with the group that produced the new pluralists. They also partnered with the Biden administration to basically combat what they called hate-fueled violence through the United We Stand Summit, as did the SPLC. And as we both know, recently the FBI cut ties with ADL because it declared organizations like Turning Point a domestic terrorist or an extremist organization. The SPLC actually went as far as calling it domestic terrorism. And so what happened here is that their strategy to generate what they call democracy is four B's: bridge, block, build, and belonging. And so part of that blocking part is blocking anything that they feel does not vibe with their version of democracy. So that means speech that might contain contempt, like through the Dignity Index's scale to measure speech, groups that might not vibe with their idea of pluralism. In fact, there was a Chronicle of Philanthropy article where they specifically mentioned, like almost three times, I think, that Turning Point was a hindrance to their efforts to create pluralism, or basically like this one faith mindset. They're trying to get Christians and Muslims to have breakfast together, and the Turning Point organizations just didn't want to. They're like, hey, actually, you know, we're fine where we are. Thank you very much. But, you know, we really believe what we believe, and we don't want to come to the center with these groups as far as our beliefs and values. And so they literally weaponized the American government against groups like Turning Point, mothers who went to school board meetings and protested what was going on in the schools, literally classified regular everyday individuals who believe in liberty and freedom as domestic terrorists.
Yeah, and I want to keep digging into this because this all happened under the Biden administration is the focus here. You guys also mentioned in the thread the Southern Poverty Law Center, which I think is interesting because you have this letter here where they're begging Susan Rice to come on board and to jump on board with the United We Stand Summit. And then you also cite underneath that that Merrick Garland the same day announced a nationwide way to combat hate speech specifically. Talk about the... I would say, in my opinion, that the Southern Poverty Law Center kind of is very interesting. They have been just as bad as the ADL in all of this, but they work behind the scenes on a lot. So I rarely see them get linked into things. I think this is fascinating. But how are they able to, and maybe something, you know, how are they able to talk and kind of maneuver their way into these key players like Susan Rice, and how are they able to push them forward to get here to do these speeches and stuff? I mean, it's really hard to imagine. It's not hard to imagine. I'm lying to myself here, but it's hard to imagine how they had so much pull with these people and why. I mean, we all know that what their motives are here. We all know that they're not good for this country and that they have been working aggressively hard to just destroy this country with their policies that they push for. So how is it that people like Susan Rice are listening to what they have to say potentially? Although I don't know if she actually spoke at the event, but they had access to her, it looks like, just by sending this letter alone. But the Merrick Garland situation, too. I mean, all of this just sounds like a well thought through plan to get them all on board with going after Americans for speech and declaring it as extremism.
Yeah, and SPLC has had influence with the White House for a very long time. It's because, I mean, it really grew out of a great idea, right, to protect people from experiencing actual racism. But again, like we've to keep talking about during this interview, they changed what their definition of racism is. The White House actually ended up launching a whole national strategy for countering domestic terrorism that they've never had anything like that before. And again, use different definitions and put people who maybe had biases against certain belief systems as in their other category of being domestic terrorists. But Susan Rice actually organized that event for President Biden. So it's no secret that she was involved. And their letter to her was actually a plea to, hey, you know, can you make this a national strategy for combating terrorism? So hate-filled violence, it's interesting because they had a bunch of groups there that actually did experience some issues. You know, you had the Sikh temple that was bombed, and you had the, you know, the shootings that happened in different places, but they regretted to also include the victims of the Waukesha Christmas parade murder, where a man drove his car through the Christmas parade and murdered a bunch of people there. And so they're not so inclusive in what they consider hate fueled violence, and that in that way they can classify it as just about anything.
Yeah, it's quite fascinating when we dig through all of this. This is a great thread. Again, to our audience, I want to remind you all to head on over to X right now and dig through all of this, because Data Republican has done an incredible job at just that. And you've done a great job too, Lisa, as well, up on your Substack page as well. So we're thankful for all of this information that you've put at our fingertips. So thank you so much, Lisa Logan, again, for all the incredible research you're doing. We appreciate it as always.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, please, I just urge your audience to look at America 250, because this is where they're going next. And they're going to redefine civics education and make it so that it's this different definition of America. This is literally a color revolution happening on our soil.
Yeah, and it's really scary. I mean, we were covering it yesterday with Trevor Loudon about the DSA angle to all of this, and how they have just been taking over throughout the country. And you don't think it's a big group, because there's about 90,000 members, but it's sweeping some of our biggest cities, and it's going to be felt all across the country as well. So thank you for your continuous work on this. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate you emphasizing this work.
Thank you, Lisa. We appreciate it. Thanks, guys. All right. So I wanted to turn to this, because since we're talking about this takeover, we might as well highlight the fact that in New York City, it's been an absolute takeover, and it's devastating to sit back and watch. But the reality of it is this is what we are dealing with right this second. I want to turn to clip 13, because there's a Muslim preacher in New York City. And as a New Yorker, I don't think I've ever seen anything like this. And I think many haven't seen this either. And that's the reason why it's garnered about, what is it, 6.6 million views so far. Take a look at this video, and we'll talk about it on the other side.
We're done hiding. We're done. We're done being tortured and hurt and judged. This is the correct religion. This is the religion that all of humanity needs to be a part of, Islam. And we will not stop until it enters every home. So I want you to repeat after me. I want to hear it in every single district. It should tremble. Brooklyn should hear it. The Bronx should hear it. Queens should hear it. Say it as if the ummah depends on this, my brothers and sisters. La ilaha illallah. Worthy of worship except Allah, the God of Jesus, the God of Moses, the God of Abraham, and the God of the last and final prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
All right, let me think about how I'm going to respond to that, because that's got my blood boiling right now. This is what we've been warning you about. These people do not want to coexist with any other religion. These are people that hate the West. We heard that wasn't a preacher. That was somebody who was declaring that he's conquered New York City and Islam will enter everyone's home. No, they won't. Islam will not enter everyone's home. Islam is garbage. And the fact that he sat there and just said that really has my blood boiling right now. Folks, I don't know how to emphasize this anymore. This is becoming an Islamic takeover. You just heard what he said. Islam will enter everyone's homes. This isn't people that are trying to coexist and live amongst us. They hate our culture, they hate our way of life, and they want us dead. Now, again, that's not everyone. But what you just heard that man say was the exact plan. We keep telling you that's the plan. That's the plan. But not many people are listening. And it's just infuriating that this is the ongoing problem that we continue to have in this country. Not many people are bold enough to speak out on it, because, well, simply saying what I just said will get them to come after you. We're dealing with people here that are not like you and I. I can coexist with anyone, their religious beliefs. If it's peaceful, I don't care. I have I'm okay with you doing whatever you want to do, but this isn't peaceful. This is a takeover. And as you heard there, that was them saying that New York City has officially been conquered. Why do we allow this in our country? Why do we allow it? All right, I'm going to shift gears a little bit because we have an update regarding the shutdown. Leader Thun just spoke to the media regarding the latest on this shutdown in clip 15. Take a listen.
President Trump is more than willing to weigh in and to talk to the Democrats about path forward on how to fix the unaffordability and unsustainability problems of Obamacare, a problem the Democrats created. The president's more than willing to help them fix that, but not while the government is being held hostage. All the president's saying is, you know, open up the government, then let's sit down and talk on a path forward. That's been offered up. I mean, I don't know how you can be more reasonable. This is really a handful of Democrats who, it's all we need is five to come forward. But they, again, are being bullied by their leadership, by the far left in this country. And as a consequence of that, you've got troops, men and women in uniform, are going without pay. You've got women and children who are going to be going without WIC and food stamps. You've got people who are working in airlines and airports, as you heard Secretary Duffy say earlier, and flight delays and everything goes with that. The pain is multiplying for the American people. And the Democrats yesterday at their caucus meeting, Dana, we're celebrating it. It was a big pep rally, and I just don't know how you defend that to the American people who are the ones that are suffering.
It's infuriating, again, that they're allowing this to drag on. It's not just affecting those who are federal employees anymore. Now, if you're somebody who had a flight plan, you better check, because it's very likely that your flight has been canceled. 10% of flights so far have been reduced all across major, major airports. We're going to play clip 16 for you because moments ago, the American Airlines COO actually spoke out and he's begging for the federal government to reopen because he says it's really having a drastic effect on aviation. Take a listen.
First thing I want to say is I want to thank all of the federal workers, all of our air traffic controllers, our TSA officers, our CBP officers, and all the people that support them for coming in and working like they are without pay. It is incredible what they're doing and ensuring that our aviation system is safe. Now, I also thank our team who's doing everything during this shutdown here to ensure that we are minimizing the disruption and making sure that our customers are always the center of our focus and attention on how we manage through this. But let me be clear. We need to get the government reopened. We need to get this aviation system back, and I implore our members of Congress to get together and get the government reopened so we can get back to normalcy. Aviation is super critical to this nation. It's super critical to our traveling public.
Yeah, I would say so. It's pretty actually shocking to see the actual map. Again, these are all the major airports that are being affected by all of this. 40 airports, 10% of flights being reduced now because, well, they're really struggling to get air traffic controllers to do their jobs right now because they're not being paid. And you can't blame them. Sean Duffy saying just that yesterday, that although he doesn't want these individuals taking on second jobs, he understands that they have families to feed and they can't sit here and allow this to continue on. But again, Democrats are the ones who are holding out and refusing to come to the table on this CR. I want to switch gears a little bit to New York because Elise Stefanik, the congresswoman from New York, has just declared she's running for governor against Kathy Hochul. Take a listen to clip 14 as she announced and attacks the current New York governor.
The Empire State has fallen.
People are just going crazy over the amount of taxes here.
There's no question. New York is facing an affordability crisis.
Escape from New York? The tax base has been fleeing the Empire State.
Top leaders in New York City say a wave of migrant crime has washed over the city. Foreign gang members terrorizing innocent New Yorkers.
Complete disregard for the law.
And Kathy Hochul's failed policies are to blame.
Worst governor in America.
Worst governor in America.
Worst governor in America.
Kathy Hochul made New York the most unaffordable state in the nation, crushing families with sky-high taxes, unaffordable rent, soaring energy costs, and record-high grocery bills. And cozied up to a defund the police, tax-hiking, anti-Semitic communist.
We came here to remake this state in the image of our people.
But from the ashes of Kathy Hochul's failed policies, New York will rise, like we always do, The spirit of the Empire State cannot be broken. All we need is a courageous leader ready for the fight. Elise Stefanik will make New York affordable and safe.
People in New York, no matter if you're a Republican, Independent, or Democrat, enough is enough. We are the most unaffordable state in the nation because of single-party Democrat rule led by Kathy Hochul.
As a working mom, congresswoman, and fighter, Elise knows families need more help, and she'll make New York affordable. That's why she authored and passed the largest middle-class tax cut in New York's history. Letting working families keep more of their hard-earned money, Elise will reduce your energy, utility, and grocery bills. She fought woke insanity in our schools, stood proudly with law enforcement, championed small businesses, and will never back down from fighting for New York families. With everything on the line, we need someone who will deliver results and make New York affordable and safe for families and small businesses to not just survive, but thrive. Elise Stefanik will clean up Kathy Hochul's catastrophe and restore New York's greatness. Elise Stefanik for governor. It's time to save New York.
All right. Well, I mean, this would be good because at least, you know, she's going to push back on Madani. But again, New York has been conquered by Democrats. They've intentionally manipulated election laws to make sure that they have a good grip on New York. And again, it's not upstate New York. It's not Long Island. They continue to support Republicans. In fact, they are really moderate on a lot of issues. And so that's why they are red leaning in certain areas. But they are being held captive to New York City. New York City continues to vote for horrendous Democrats. And at the state level, it's crushing New York. Again, this is what happens when you send your kids to New York, help pay their rents, and they send them off to college. I mean, they become indoctrinated and then they just vote horrendous policies and don't understand what this actually means. Again, New York has turned into a dump, and it would be awesome to have a Republican governor, but she's got a quite the battle these days. I know there's been some polls that do show that she is very close to Kathy Hochul when it comes to potentially winning that election. But again, folks, it is an uphill battle, and they have mastered the theft. That's the reason why New York has imported so many illegal aliens and continues to create policies that welcome them to the state. So we hope for the very best. We'll see if there's more Republicans that throw their names into the race. But right now, Kathy Hochul has a challenge, and her challenger is Elise Stefanik. All right, don't go anywhere. We've got more to discuss in just a little bit. Dan Lyman's joining the show. He's got a lot that he's working on over on Infowars.com in regards to our immigration crisis because, well, Joe Biden allowed third world to come on in. And so we'll be discussing that. Plus, we'll be discussing the latest on a new study regarding how many people have been injured specifically by the vaccines. But more importantly, it's causing brain and spinal injuries. So we have a doctor on who will be discussing just that. In the meantime, head on over to the AlexJonesStore.com. Methylene Blue is buy one, get one free. And it is 25% off site-wide.
I'm funded by you. You want to know who funds this operation? You, the viewer, you, the listener. We got like a gold sponsor, and that's it. I could have a bunch of sponsors, but then I got to check it. I got to mess with it. I got to, and then they come after our sponsors. So about 14 years ago, I said, we're getting rid of sponsors, as a lot of you saw. And I'm like, we'll just sell the best supplements. We'll just sell the widest selection of stuff. And we're already selling DVDs and films and books and, you know, T-shirts and ball caps. But I said, you know what? We're going to do it ourselves. So we just go out and find whatever the top certified best-selling thing is, already proven, triple tested, and we sell it, get a private label. But we've also made a lot of great proprietary supplements as well. So you're missing out if you don't go to the AlexJonesStore.com that I don't own. So even if they shut down InfoWars, which is imminent, people are going to wake up and go, well, God, it really happened. Yeah, there's a receiver in there. He just hadn't decided to shut down yet. Close. They don't own the AlexJonesStore.com. It funds the Alex Jones Network. It funds this operation and has the widest selection of T-shirts, hats, hoodies, sweaters, you name it, a lot of it limited edition. We have the classic 1776 gear. We have the Trump gear. We have the InfoWars gear. We have the Alex Jones gear. We have the comedy gear. We have a lot of, you know, fun shirts, Gulf of America shirts. We have InfoWars veteran shirts, veterans of the InfoWar. It's all there. Fundraiser shirts that cost a little bit more, so we actually get some funds in because these are high quality. The markup's not very high. It's all there. TheAlexJonesStore.com. We've got our Holy Wars Crusader line. All very, very politically incorrect. Not all the America First stuff. It's all there. The widest selection. thealexjonesstore.com. There's 30 days, it started a few days ago, of Black Friday and Cyber Monday mega sales. 25% off site-wide on all top products, everything, including on top of the sales that are already there. While supplies last, could end at any moment for specific items that sell out. Here's what's on sale now. Ultra Methylene Red, about to sell out. All supplements, the Ultra Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Life Force Spike Protein Detox, all shirts, hats, hoodies, plus 50% off any supplement when you sign up for auto ship. You cancel any time. Never run out. Hold it back for 50% off.